Welcome to the Anything Goes podcast. My name is Anna Richards, and this is my sacred space to have honest, real, empowering, fun, and big conversations. My mission is to not just motivate and inspire with each episode, but to push boundaries and teach you how to live your own life sovereignly, boldly, and unapologetically. I aim to bring you humor, depth, differing of opinions, and more. But one thing I can promise you is this is the podcast where anything goes. Welcome back to another episode of Anything Goes with myself, Anna Rose. I feel like I always need to start more recent episodes with an apology because I am so inconsistent with them. However, that is just a season of life I have been in. It does not mean that it is going to remain. However, I am back. I am back. And the last episode that I recorded was my journey on becoming a solo skydiver, which thousands of you listened to, which I just love. But a lot has happened since then. What is life, right? What is life? And the update and what I am here to talk to you about today is the fact in the last 3 months, I have successfully launched the visionary company that I had been working on for a year before launch, Tor Collective, and am now officially, I am the CEO, I'm not the CEO, I am the CEO of Tor Collective, which is a global athleisure wear brand, inspiring women, millions of women is the goal, around the world to move like they love themselves. And it has been literally a dream come true. It has been years of work, ultimately. And my favorite thing about it all was it was born on the beaches, essentially, of Perth, Western Australia, when I dreamed up the vision of, well, it was sort of the beaches of Gold Coast and Perth, but ultimately dreaming up the vision of Tor Collective, yes, but also the Awakened Woman. And I always feel like they are completely separate entities. They have their own energy, their own brand, their own incomes, their own everything. However, they really are symbiotic, and one doesn't ultimately exist technically without the other. So I know I've talked a lot about the Awakened Woman as the NFT and that whole story and why I started that and how I started it and the story around it. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to those episodes. But today really is obviously just zoning in on Tor Collective and sharing some more of the journey on what it has been like to launch a brand new company, what it has been like to play in an industry that, quite frankly, I always laugh and say I have no business being in because I just was and am a total rookie. I had no experience in the fashion industry prior to launching Tor Collective. What I do have, though, and what I am very unapologetic about, as always, is that I had over a decade, 13 years now, of being a woman, not just in business, obviously, and having a lot of success in business, but I am a woman that has not just changed her life, but saved her life with moving like she loves herself. And that is the energy and the ethos that the brand is born into. And for me, the more that I do this, the more that I realize I'm really not selling activewear brand. I'm really not selling apparel. I have really landed into the truth and the magnitude that ultimately Tor Collective sells confidence, and Tor Collective sells self-love, and Tor Collective sells sisterhood. And I have watched that be born and then gain momentum and then take on an energy and a theme and a story of its own in the last several weeks. We've been launched for 7 weeks now. And it has been the most humbling, beautiful, awe-inspiring journey to watch that as the founder and just sit back and go, that's what this is really about. It's really not about the clothes. It's really not about the profits. It's really about the woman who puts the clothes on and becomes the woman that she was always born to be and radiate that confidence and radiate that self-love and ultimately find her sisterhood amongst the community, which, as I said, I've just adored watching. So 7 weeks ago, let's go back though. So 7 weeks ago, we hit go live essentially on the Shopify account, which was super exciting. I had very courageously decided that I was going to beam that moment live on my Instagram across to whoever jumped on ultimately, knowing, let me just say this right now, fundamentally knowing that there would be tech fuck-ups. For sure. You cannot have a launch without just something going wrong, right? And so I launched and I talked about this before I went live. I talked about the fact I was going to courageously do that. And I say courageously because it is. There are few, if any, founders of companies that are trying to disrupt, that are disrupting, that are brand new, that are as vulnerable as I was in going live in a launch where everything and anything could have gone wrong. And it did, but I'll talk about that. But it was beautiful and there were so many lessons intertwined into that. So basically 7 weeks ago on the 9th of the 9th, Tor Collective, the website went live and orders were able to begin to be placed and ship out, which was super exciting. Now, probably about, I'm going to tell the backstory of all of this, don't stress, but about 10 minutes into the launch, I reckon we would have been about 100 orders. The website went down in the sense that the website stayed operating, but payments ceased to go through. And all of a sudden, and it was kind of, it ended up being perfect and poetic that I had actually gone live because it was the immediate feedback that we were able to get from the community and continue to communicate with the community that really kept the momentum of the launch going. So all of a sudden though, we're like, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Rebecca. You know, Amanda, I see your order because we had it up on the TV screen. So like, I also, by the way, I had all of my nearest and dearest who were actually in the state at the time come over for a big breakfast that my beautiful partner, Ryan, had cooked for everyone. So it was fucking chaos. Just as I like it. So I had all of my best friends. I had my mum here. I had my business manager, who's also one of my dearest friends, Kelly, here. I had Jess here, who's my manufacturing manager, Ryan. And then I had, like I said, some of my besties and their kids. And so it was chaos. It was absolutely chaos. And, you know, I'm just trying to manage everyone in the house, manage energy, and then, you know, shout out and love on and get excited and build that momentum that was happening with orders. And then all of a sudden it stopped. Like the orders just stopped. And we were like, what's going on? Like, this is really weird. That can't be happening. Cause it was chaos. We could see how many people were on the website, hundreds. There was hundreds on the Instagram live. And then all of a sudden this feedback, this immediate feedback. So like I said, it was fate that it happened because we probably would have had a lag. We wouldn't have known what was going on. I would have gotten peppered with DMs, but it was this immediate feedback, which I really appreciated, from women saying, Anna, I can't place an order. It's not accepting my credit card details. So what had happened? Let me teach you all. What had happened was I had set up Shopify. We had all the experts on it. I've got my third party 3PL, so a dropshipping company with their systems stacked in. I had an incredible Shopify web developer develop the whole website. And then everything was hunky-dory. But what had not occurred was Shopify hadn't contacted me. You just had to magically know this, apparently, and let me know that I had to verify myself with government identification, essentially. So because I had not sent in my passport or driver's license to Shopify, that all of these like thousands, tens of thousands of dollars had started to pour into the Shopify account in orders. And they, you know, and I'm like, it's great they do this, obviously, in case you're a scam shop or something. They cut it but didn't notify me. Like there was no notification. So first lesson as a woman in brand new to e-commerce, this is like the e-commerce industry essentially, make damn sure that if you are doing it through Shopify, set up the payment area and then verify your identification. There's some free advice for you. And so it ceased. And I have to say, I am shouting my 3PL, so my drop shipping company, essentially, they're an e-commerce shipping warehouse logistical company that I utilize, E-commerce Express, shout out to them. I was like, what the fuck do I do? So I'm online, I'm trying to navigate it while still, if you were live, you know this, I was still talking to you all live, chaos was still ensuing, people were here, family was having fun, friends were going, the kids were going crazy, having a ball. And I'm trying to navigate this, the worst thing that could possibly happen on a launch, which is ultimately you can't accept payment. So the one thing about me though, I will say, is I just don't get stressed. And you all got to watch that live and in action alongside my absolute nearest and dearest, who will always see your worst. And they are always, we all know this, the ones that you will take it out on the most. And it was fine. And it really was fine because I just always think, like, what's the fucking point in stressing? Stress itself to me is such a waste of energy. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't a stressful situation. It absolutely was. But I, in that moment, just choose to focus on the solution. So if you want to know how I don't get stressed, I don't focus on the stress. I just focus on the solution. And so I was trying to contact my website developer. She's in another state. It was a Saturday morning early. So like became available to me about half an hour later, but that was too late for me. And I'm thinking, what do I do? And so circling back, shout out to Jordy, who owns E-commerce Express. I called him because I thought, I don't know what to fucking do, basically. And so I called Jordy and I said, mate, he picked up, he goes, how's it going, mate? We're watching. Like he was watching himself. And I said, mate, who do you know that can pick up the phone, that will pick up the phone to an emergency on Shopify on a Saturday morning to a client that they don't have? And he said, mate, leave it with me, my brother. And I was like, you're kidding me. His brother was off in Laos, I think over in Asia. And yeah, the boys sorted it. So he was like, leave it with me, don't stress. I was like, I'm not, but it would be great if we could get this sorted. And he, yes, successfully within about 20 to 30 minutes was sorting it. Lol, the funniest story goes, this is an iconic story we will all remember forever. He needed the password to access my Shopify. And I only have access to my Shopify. So I will say all of my team, like where the team have access to team-based software in my world, it's very like professional, standard passwords that they all have access to, obviously, as I said. Shopify is mine. Like no one gets access to that, right? And so I have my typical password, which is sensual, it's sexy, it's like naughty anyway. And so Jordy goes, manage password. And I was like, fuck. I'm not going to say what it is, but we laughed, like the boys, him and his brother and I and Ryan and everyone, we still laugh about it, to be honest. But sorry, I flicked that off. And literally within like 10, 15 minutes, he was like, mate, send us a picture quick. Send us a picture of your driver's license. It's simple verification. And literally I sent that through again whilst playing with the kids. I never told them to shush. It was chaos. If you watch the live at the time, we were just having fun. It was just a house full of best friends and family and kids having fun and supporting one another and just continuing with ultimately the launch. But yeah, within 10 to 15 minutes of sending that verification through, it all went through. We were back up and rolling and we were off and away and the launch continued. Now, what a time to be alive. It was a lot of fun. It was an insane experience for me. And I remember I had Kel's kids here as well, Mace and Evie. And I just remember they are 14 and 12. And it's a real, to me, it's a really pertinent, like important age of your life, right? Where you're going to learn lessons and you don't learn, kids will never listen to what you say. They are always just going to watch who you are and mimic who you are and what you do. And so they were here as well, which was really mattered so much to me. I love that they were here. I had Katie's little girls here, Katie and Luke's little girls here as well, who are 3 and 18 months. So they won't, Harley will remember, I don't think Florence, who's 18 months, will remember. But the whole time that that stressful situation was going down and ultimately the launch was cooked, I just had fun. We played. I was playing with the kids. I was having fun. I wasn't stressing. And at the end, when we were sort of debriefing as like besties and family, I said to the girls, what did you learn the most? Because I wanted them to learn about business that day through just witnessing. And I said, what did you learn the most about today? And both of them, Mace and Evie, had said, they said, look, in times of chaos, like, and when things get stressful, play, don't stress, like, continue. And I was like, if that is what I can impart onto young women in the most craziest, stressful fuck up of a launch, that's all I care about. Like, the launch was important and we crushed it, and I'll get into numbers and it's really exciting and we're doing incredible. But I thought, for me, take away all of the success, take away the tens of thousands of dollars that we earned that day and everything else. I thought, for young women to be in the room and witness how you deal with business stresses and chaotic moments is to remain calm and to have fun and to keep playing and to not allow it to change or stress you out or whatever else. That was such a powerful, beautiful, poignant moment for me. So that was the day of the launch. Okay. Now cut to 7 weeks later, which is incredible and unbelievable. And I'll tell the whole truth, right? So cut to 7 weeks later, I haven't done the exact numbers, but I would say we're at 90-95% sold out. It'd be 95, because we literally have most items are almost completely sold out. Most items, if not completely sold out, just have less than sort of 10 to 20 size 12s left. Now, why it's only size 12 is I had canvassed my community before launch, before I had put in the order with the manufacturers. And by far and away, size 12 was the most popular size, just so you all know. So I had ordered, when I was doing the size breakdown in for each product, I had ordered 3 times the amount for size 12s. And it stayed true because we've sold out obviously every other size almost. And then 12s is only a few left across most of the range. Now there's a few items like the loose tank, not the yoga top. There's like a more loose tank that has I think there's like 30 or between 20 and 30 items for each size. And that has not, like, so for me, I'm like, perfect. I'm testing and measuring. My community at this point in time aren't loose top wearers. They like the crops. They like the tight stuff. So that's been really cool and interesting. I think the midnight hoodie has approximately, that's almost sold out, but that has about 22, I think, when I last checked, size 12s, of course, again, left. But literally, ultimately, the rest is almost sold out. And I cannot tell you how proud I am, how surreal that feels, how on fire it makes me, how lit up I am by the numbers, by how it's all transpired, by how I have watched myself grow through this process and adapt in an industry and with systems and with customer service and with just creating systems that didn't exist and figuring things out along the way. That has been one of the proudest things that I have achieved essentially in the last 7 weeks since launch. Obviously, you can't pre-launch, and I'll get into that. It's really just visionary stuff. It's like the design, it's decision-making, it's choosing, it's picking sizes, it's sampling, it's having like trialing. I absolutely belt the items in every single discipline. I get in the ocean with them because I ocean swim a lot. So I'll go for a run and then I jump in the shorts and the crop. I make sure that they feel good, even wet, et cetera. So I put the items when I'm sampling to the ultimate test. So it's all of that. And that to me is the most easy, fun, creative, brilliant process ever. That's not hard. That is literally like the easiest fun part for me. And so then from launch, I knew that I had to develop systems, and I get to build this relationship with our logistics company, so E-commerce Express, who do all of the shipping, all of the packing, all of the exchanges, all of the things. from a logistical perspective, they're brilliant because they allow me to build out my systems with them. So we've created some things that they hadn't done before. Like they're letting us do pickup. They hadn't done that before, but I've got a big community here on the Gold Coast and in Brisbane, for example. And so that works, but we've then had to create systems within that because now there's new systems for exchanges with pickups and so on and so forth. So the last 7 weeks has really been me every single day in customer service, which I have never honestly adored more. It is creating systems with the e-commerce express. So with our drop shipping company, it is learning more about e-commerce. And why I absolutely committed as well to sitting down and recording this podcast today is because at 3 o'clock, and it's like 40 minutes away, I have an incredibly important call with a company, an e-commerce company here in Australia that scale exponentially e-commerce businesses. And they teach you, they take over, but they also teach you. So you run the ship essentially, which is my most important thing that I want, and I'll explain why. But they do it for you and also teach you ultimately how to scale your e-commerce business. So the fact, again, I want to reiterate that at 7 weeks out, we are almost at 100% sellout on the first collection. Blows my damn mind because it's all of you. It is all of you. It's you. You listening, my community, the community, our community that has really rallied and believed in this brand. And I cannot tell you what that means to me because we are new. I am new. It is, like I always say, I prefer rocking boats to safe bets. This was not a safe bet, right? I'm rocking boats, essentially. If I had a dollar for every person that was like, God, that's risky. You're entering the activewear brand essentially or market. It's so saturated. Yeah, the fuck it is, but not in the way that I envisioned it to be, not in the way that the voice that I could give it, not in the way of being a woman that's trained across every discipline for 13 years and knows exactly what design feels good, what fit feels good, what fabric across all disciplines should be. Not in my way. And so for me to enter this industry, having absolutely no experience and being proud of that, that's nothing to be ashamed of. People would put that down in me and they'd go, that's why I always give shit to myself. I'm like, I have no business being in this industry because I had no experience. Now, critics or haters or commentators or spectators looking in or experts, across any woman doing what I'm trying to do across any industry who I just mentioned, critics, commentators, haters, skeptics, experts would look in and go, use that as a weakness essentially and use that as the reason or excuse as to why I shouldn't or you shouldn't or anyone shouldn't enter an industry that they have no quote unquote business being in. I use that as my reason. I was like, let me come in and see how I can do this better. Let me come in and see how I can disrupt. Let me come in and learn and fail forward and take an entire brilliant, beautiful, incredible, capable community along with the ride and let it be a journey of not just an athleisure wear brand and apparel, a company that's also going to give 50% profits back to NFT holders, but let it be a free and open mastermind essentially, sharing on podcasts, showing up in my stories every single day, posting reels, sharing the journey. So you can see from the get-go what it looks like to launch and run and grow and scale a global athleisure wear company. It's fucking enormous. It takes unbelievable guts and it is risky. And the biggest thing that I'm focused on at the moment, honestly, is actually not scaling too fast. I have spent 7 weeks, Kel, as my witness, I've spent longer than that, but I honestly can tell you the last 7 weeks, I have never become more obsessed with reading as much as I can on other brands' numbers and their stories and looking at like their growth year on year, if you can find it. And I'm pretty obsessive like that. You can't get their exact growth, but often they'll talk about it in podcasts or in articles or a current amazing company that I love is doing a capital raise essentially for like crowdsource funding. And I was like, why? You guys earn like, you've earned $16 million in revenue. It's an Australian brand. So I picked that apart. I downloaded the PDF exposure. I read all the fine print because I just wanted to learn how and why these companies have grown the way they have. What are some of the objections? What are the limitations? What's the advantages? And honestly, I would say the biggest risk that I have learned so far in apparel, especially in a not bricks and mortar, but a product-based company, is growing too fast too soon. If you don't have the capital to buy the stock, or if you just are selling collections out, and this is where I want to get honest, and then you can't offer exchanges and so on quick, it's bad. It's not good. So this is the conversation I'm going to have at 3 o'clock, which I'm really excited, but I know from here we are going to grow. And we've gotten to this point in 7 weeks because you as a community believed in a brand. I hadn't proven myself yet. You didn't know what the quality exactly was going to be. I said it was going to be phenomenal, but you didn't know that. I said the fit was going to be one of the best. You just had to trust that. You know, I said the fabric was like luxe butter. It's like a second skin that feels like silk on, but that was my experience in it. You didn't know that. And yet you purchased and you bought and it arrived. And I watched you all so excited, tagging Instagram, _collective, and then putting it on. And the immediate feedback again and again and again has been how the quality is, how insanely impressed and unbelievably overwhelmed people are, not underwhelmed, at the quality and the fit and the fabric and the function. And I'm like, yes. But you had to invest your hard-earned dollars in blind faith, ultimately, in the beginning. And you've done that. And you all have almost sold us out 90%. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It has been a group effort for sure. But we have done it and we are doing it. And I know, like I said, from here, we're only going to scale and we're only going to grow. And now I bring in the big boys and sit at all the bigger tables, and I start to learn as a founder how to scale effectively, efficiently, powerfully, and successfully, ultimately, which really, really excites me. And what I wanted to say is, when I said I was going to be really honest, so obviously I've done business. I do business. I've been an entrepreneur for 13 years now, as I've said, and ultimately have dominated and am proving myself again, which I'm proud of. And I have no shame in sitting here with that pride and saying, I am proud of the fact that I have now dominated in 4 different industries across, well, 4 different companies or businesses across 4 different industries. And I hadn't proven it yet with Tor Collective, obviously, in the apparel and fashion industry, but I am. And the numbers that we are doing so far are extraordinary. And people that are in the know, accountants, financial advisors, Geordie from the 3PL looking, you know, at what ships every single day, speaking to the actual e-commerce experts who are about to come in. I had to give them my numbers because you have to prove that you're a brand that has scalability. They couldn't believe it. They actually couldn't believe the numbers. So, and they were like, this is impossible to have done with an organic marketing, having not spent a dollar with the size of the community that you have. And I was like, well, you haven't met my community. So it's all been really exciting. And what I will say is the dream in the beginning for me was, and then I'll explain how Tor Collective is ultimately going to work from here. But the dream in the, you know, at this time, I'm like, I want to sell it out in a couple of hours. Like this first collection, I want it sold out in a couple of hours. I want it. I just want it like hypey and exciting and blow everyone's minds. That was honestly the worst idea that I've had in business. And I'm so glad, hand on my heart, on everything holy, that that is not what occurred, because it would not have been wise or good business practice for a new brand to have done that without stock in the back end, as I learned, because then we had it for exchanges. So if we had a sold out in body in 2 hours, 3 hours, 24 hours, I've had so far, I'll say, I think we're at like 19 exchanges solely on sizing. people have just ordered the wrong size. So someone ordered a 10, they want an 8. Someone ordered a 14, they want a 12, right? There's about 19 at this point. I haven't checked today, but I have because we haven't had any emails. So we're sitting at about 19 exchanges, which is phenomenal also, by the way, on numbers. But we had the stock and I've been able to honor that. Now, there were some pre-orders and I turned that off because I was like, I just want to sell this. I don't want to pre-order on it now. We're going to bring Embody back. So there was some pre-orders, like I said, but they've been credited or refunded. They got the choice on that. But the power with exchanges is that I had the stock. And it might sound really basic to you. Like as I say it, you'd be like, well, of course, cool. But that was not advice that I was given, right? So it could not have gone more beautifully, softly, gently, successfully, perfectly, the way that it has, that gently, gently, slowly, slowly, but still pretty fast, we are sold out on a big collection, a big risk that I took, bringing in the amount of stock that I did to the warehouse because I wanted it to ship. I didn't want it to be pre-order in the beginning. And I'm not going to pre-order for the next couple of collections. I may switch to that, you know, when we grow big at that point. And I don't know, you know, it might be 10,000 people want to order something and I might be ordering 1,000 and it's not enough, for example. But ultimately, having this grace period, that's what it really is. That's what it's turned into be, having this grace period of being able to learn as I go and offer the exchanges and the stock be there and it be efficient and it just be this beautiful symphony working together, or the orchestra working together, like exchange comes in, we can send the other one out. And like I said, being almost sold out now, it's like size 12s left. Like I said, I'm 98% confident, 99% confident there will be minimal to no returns from here, but if there is, it'll be store credits offered, right? Because we literally won't have the stock left on these 12s. That's the sizing left. But that's what I've loved. I said to Kel, I've said to Mom, I've said to everyone close to me and Geordie as well. I said, you know, I'm so grateful. What I wanted didn't happen. And that was a really beautiful, humble pie for me to eat and actually be given the grace to learn as I've gone and create the systems and develop the relationships and have that customer service experience and develop the brand voice, ultimately have that, like learning the kind of language and the kind of voice that I want to have to and from the customers. It's me in customer service right now. I've got a beautiful woman I'm hiring, Kate, who's going to be our customer service manager. But I wanted to create the voice and the tone first and the culture. And again, I will say the beautiful thing that I've receive back on the other end of the emails, it's me, is women just saying, gosh, this whole experience is beautiful. Like you make me feel heard. Like this is just not like a automated, and it's not, it never will be, an automated sort of like, yes, thanks. Here's the link to exchange. Like it's a conversation, you know, like there's always like that beautiful energy that's infused into it. So far, as the CEO of Tour Collective, 7 weeks in, I can honestly say it has exceeded my expectations. It has been the most beautiful, expansive, successful, fun, abundant, incredible experience of my life. I will also say that I have never in my life in business, and I've, like I said, I've been in it for 13 years, felt more aligned and on purpose and exactly where I'm meant to be than right now. And with the confidence and the courage and the balls, the lady balls to grow this where I know it will go. And I'll be honest, like speaking with, like I said, the e-commerce experts, they work with people that do $1 million months. This team also work with the biggest brands in Australia right now. So they work with Culture Kings, they work with LSKD, who are probably the benchmark, in my opinion, in Australia right now for apparel and athleisure wear. They work with Infamous Swim. They work with Hideaway. They work literally, if you are anyone who's anyone in e-commerce, they work with you. So they work with brands doing $1 million months, and then brands who do six-figure months, and basically brands that do less than that but want to hit a six-figure month or seven-figure month. And when I was speaking to them and I had to give them my goals, I was like, seven-figure months, of course. Like, that's the benchmark. So that's the goal, but it's the long game for me. It is the absolute long game for me. But so far, I have never been so proud. Like I said, I have never been so on purpose. I have never been so excited. The way that Tor Collective, just so you all know, is going to work as well, is that I'm going to drop it in collections. And so when you, it just makes sense to me anyway, but the way that I will be doing it is that it's going to be collection by collection. So if you listen to this, you're lucky because I'll give you the next few. But right now we've dropped the Embody collection. So that is the OG collection that I literally designed for every woman and every discipline and deserves to be in every single activewear wardrobe. The next collection, which I'm sampling and working on as we speak, so it will be here December, if not at the latest January. And that collection is like my collection, right? If I'm going to be the CEO and the founder of an activewear brand and I've moved like I love myself for 13 years, you better believe I wanted to launch a collection that had pieces in it that I love to train in and that make me feel confident and me feel self-love and me feel that connection to sisterhood, right? So that brand is called, or that collection, I should say, is called Vixen. So that's the next collection is Vixen. The one after that, that I, again, I'm sampling as we speak. So I'm in my groove now, team. I'm in my groove. So the third collection is going to be called Awaken. And that is like a this or that collection. So I'm listening. I promise. A lot of women hate pockets, but a lot of women love them. So that collection is going to be an option of this or that. Okay. So it will be shorts without the pockets, shorts with the pockets, leggings without the pockets, leggings with the pockets, longer shorts for the women that love a longer short. And just so you all know, from a market perspective, longer shorts are actually more popular. So for all of us gals who love a short short, I only train in short shorts. We're the minority, believe it or not. So the this or that collection is going to have the longer short and the short short. So there'll be that as well. There's going to be crops with thick straps, like quite thick straps, not adjustable, just like thick, straight, like supportive crops. And then there's going to be really thin, barely there straps, which again, I love to train in if I'm doing like a leg session, not upper body because I don't want to pop. But I haven't done that yet. I did a really functional, super functional for every breast and every discipline, like I said, in Embody. Vixen's just very sexy. There's some halters. There's some reversible sort of like titty ones. And then Awaken is going to have both function, flattering, and for all fits, essentially. So we'll have the thin straps. We'll have the thick straps. And then the one after that, I will test and measure. We'll see, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be wild. I've had this vision since long before day one. But the wild collection is going to be patterns, animal patterns. So there'll be like a zebra, a giraffe, some leopards, some multiple leopards, and just some really bright, beautiful colors in there. So I want an orange. I probably will put another pink in there. But yeah, so that, and then on and on and on, there'll be, and then I'm already sampling for winter next year because I, like I said, I'm on it. So I want to get the perfect fit for tracksuits, fitted tees, oversized tees, cropped tees. So that will be a whole pajamas in that range. I want to have like a really gorgeous, functional, like comfortable, sexy though, in a sense, right? We still, pajama. Anyway, I always say we still want to be like warm, but feel a little bit sexy, right? I do anyway, when I'm like getting into bed to make love with my beloved. So that's, I mean, and then on and on and on it goes, but I've just given you a little teaser into at least the next five collections. And then again, after the lounge collection, we're going to hit spring and summer again. So off to the races we go again. And again, I'm just in my groove now. I'm sampling, I'm trialing. There's going to be a lot of bodysuits, a lot of jumpsuits, some linen that will be in each collection because we are athleisure wear. The idea for me is that you can go from the gym to the shop. So maybe you want to throw on a beautiful soft cotton oversized shirt over the top of your activewear to run into the shops, which is super functional. I want to do jumpsuits, right? Which is going to be in Vixen. There's two of them. or body suits, both really, but basically that you can go to the gym like I do in them, train, but if your girlfriend's like, hey sis, let's go for breakfast or let's go grab a like champagne lunch, you can walk into the bar and it's still functional and flattering and you look sexy AF, right? So every single collection, and this again is very different to most brands, and I'm not trying to pave away. I'm not trying to be different. I just know what I want as a woman that loves life, that lives life, that trains her ass off, but lives with a lot of fun. I am that woman that trains and then wants to go to the shop, but you know, maybe is sweated or walks out and it's a little bit cooler and I don't want to put a jacket on, but I'd love that linen overthrow. So it's just putting it together in each collection so you have that choice. And then on and on and on we grow, which is super exciting. So that's the way that it's going to work. As I grow and as we scale and as I test and measure the market, so you all as customers, teach me what you love through your purchasing. Shock horror. We're tracking everything. We have reports on absolutely everything. I'm obsessed with it. It's exciting. And we'll be able to see like black is clearly a very big favorite in the community. And that's standard, right? That is not shocking. But we'll be able to see colors people like, the patterns people like to see, the designs. Like if pockets are in fact that popular, I will absolutely make sure that pockets are in every single collection henceforth, that there'll always be a pocket version. For example, if they don't sell that well, then I'm not going to push it in the beginning, for example. So if you like things, buy it, because you have the power as the people to shape the brand. And then ultimately, as I said, what I'm going to do, keep running reports, keep testing and measuring, keep seeing what you all love. And from that, I will build out a collection ultimately that will sit permanently on the site. So these collections, I can guarantee and tell you, will start to sell out. But now I know what I'll do for every size is I'll keep, you know, 10 to 20 left over. So unsellable that ultimately are there for exchanges. So don't stress. If it sells out in 2 hours, we've got systems now to ensure that exchanges will always be honored. But I know that as we grow and scale and as we get more popular and our name gets out there, that these collections will sell out quickly. It won't take 7 weeks. It may take 24 hours. It may take 2 hours. And that's another thing. As this happens, say Vixen sells out super fast or not, right? But say it does, I'm getting in a little bit more stock than the last time because we're proving ourselves now, right? It's now like people know the quality. Honestly, the conversion rate is really high, and the second orders are way above industry standard, which is that is probably the most proudest, humbling fact that I love the most. The second orders of you all coming back for second and third orders is exponentially high for a brand new brand, which is incredible. So thank you all again. but that's also the brand. It speaks for itself, the quality, the fit, the fabric, right? All of those things. So as we grow, but if Vixen say sells out quite quick, I'm going to go, right, let's bring her back. It's once I've designed it and it's all approved and all of the things, I can bring in that whole bunch again in about a month, for example. So you will tell me what you want ultimately with your purchasing power. And then as we grow, you know, you guys might absolutely obsess over one particular bodysuit in the Vixen. You might all be like, come on, when's the body crop going to come back out? Or I want the wild shorts from 2 collections ago, right? That will form, like I said, the basis of what is consistently ordered in and will sit permanently on the website. So I'm giving you all of the behind the scenes. As I said, this is not just about succeeding for me and building this company and being this boss babe and CEO and like, here, look at us. Yeah, rah, rah. It's like, hey, have a peek behind the curtains. This is how I'm building it. This is my decision making. This is why I'm making these decisions. I'm not saying they're right. I'm just saying for me, as I grow this brand, this is the decisions I'm making and this is why I'm making them. I will take you on the process and the journey now as we scale with our e-commerce brand, with these experts, and I'll I'll share, continue to share my fuck ups along the way, like launch day. I have no qualms in showing you all of the shadows and all of the failures essentially as well. So, and also like, I wouldn't call it a failure, but it was interesting. I knew in my gut that I probably shouldn't have launched with a looser top. I just know they're not that popular, but I wanted to make that option available for women in case they didn't like tight things. And it's our worst seller. So I was like, oh, Anna Rose, trust your gut, right? Don't do things just because you think you should. Trust your gut. So I will definitely, I would say that is probably my best advice in business thus far, as life advice in general. And I'm going to leave it there. That's a lot. I've kind of gone here, there, and everywhere. It was a little bit sporadic because, as we all know, anything goes on the Anything Goes podcast. And I don't have notes. I never have notes. I never want to follow a structure. I just want to, I hit record and I go. So I will come back. I absolutely am happy to share the before story process. So kind of the decision-making around the designs, how I thought of it, the process that I went through utilizing a third party. I use Jess, right? My manufacturing manager. So I, instead of myself dealing with warehouses in China direct, she liaises on my behalf. So I can share that story. And I've ripped the Band-Aid off, essentially. I have finally and officially ripped the Band-Aid off and sat back in the chair and shared the story so far. And so I will be back a lot more often, and I promise I will be providing as much insight, inspiration, and just the stories along the way as a woman figuring it out and having fun and being lit up on purpose. So I will leave it there. I hope you stay bold, stay beautiful, stay confident, stay full of self-love, and until next time, anything goes. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I hope you got something out of this conversation that you can use to challenge your own status quo. If you liked what you heard, it would mean the world to me if you shared this episode on your socials to help get this podcast more out in the world. Don't forget as well to tag me personally at @TheReal_AnnaRose so I can thank you personally. If you're also loving the conversations, leaving a review on iTunes by going to the podcast, scrolling down and clicking leave review will help even more amazing humans that need to find me and these conversations find me. As always though, I am eternally grateful that you're tuning in, and until the next episode, know that I am always cheering on your sovereignty and success.